And now it's time for Faith Matters, where we talk about the legacy of one of America's most influential religious leaders, Jerry Falwell. He died on Tuesday at the age of 73. Born in Lynchburg, Virginia in 1933, he founded the Thomas Road Baptist Church. Later, he started Liberty University in Lynchburg. But what most people know about Jerry Falwell is that he founded the Moral Majority, a conservative Christian political movement, the basis of what we now know as the Christian Right. He is credited for harnessing the power of evangelical Christians and making politics part of the message. But did empowering the faithful also lead to polarization? We have three religious leaders to talk about this. Reverend Dr. Herschel York teaches at the Southern Baptist Seminary in Louisville. He joins us from their studio. Reverend Anthony Evans heads the National Black Church Initiative, a coalition of 16,000 African American and Latino churches. He joins us from member station WFAE in Charlotte, North Carolina. And Rabbi Sharon Kleinbaum also joins us. She's senior rabbi of New York's congregation Beit Simchat Torah, the country's largest gay and lesbian Jewish synagogue. She joins us from her office in New York. Welcome to all of you.
Happy to be here.
Thank you. Good to be here.
You're very welcome.
Now, Dr. York, if you would start, will you please tell us about how you became acquainted with Jerry Falwell's work?
Well, I've known of Jerry Falwell since I was a child because he and I followed the same trajectory. I was just several years behind him. Like Jerry Falwell, I grew up an independent Baptist and later joyfully joined the Southern Baptist Convention because of its increasingly definite conservative direction. And so I had much in common with Dr. Falwell. I don't think I ever heard him preach and I said, wow, what a great sermon. But I frequently heard him preach or speak and said, wow, what a leader. He was able to harness the power of the media to build a coalition of people with disparate points of view on many things, and yet bring them together for a single purpose.
Just briefly, though, at the time that I remember that Reverend Falwell was getting active in politics, it was really not considered appropriate in some circles for religious leaders to be so politically active.
That's exactly right. And in fact, ironically, there was actually a Southern Baptist in the White House. And I think it was frustration with Jimmy Carter and his lack of taking up issues that were dear to evangelicals that made someone like Falwell say, we need to stand up for the issues that are close to our hearts and that we think are very important, and that we have a right to be in the arena of public opinion. And so let's get our opinion out there.
Reverend Evans, you belong to a tradition of African-American leaders who have long felt that the political process needs to be engaged by religious leaders. I mean, going back to Martin Luther King. So how did Jerry Falwell's message resonate in black churches?
Well, it was surprising because, of course, we'd never heard the white church speak with such clarity in terms of morality. And in many incidents, those stances were consistent with the African-American church. One of the things that people don't know about the African-American church is that on social justice issues, we are liberal. But on moral question, we are conservative.
And so do you feel that Reverend Falwell had a following in the black community?
Oh, no question. In dealing with moral questions like homosexuality and the importance of marriage and the importance of having an honest and Christian character, he did have a following in terms of that.
Rabbi Kleinbaum, how was Reverend Falwell viewed both within Jewish religious leadership and also within the gay community?
Well, I don't think I can speak for the entire Jewish community. From my perspective, his anti-gay position, which he advocated with such vehemence, I felt was a form of bigotry using the language of religion. And I was deeply saddened to hear him repeatedly and with great effect on many people use the language of God and the Bible to vilify and demonize a section of God's people. I hope and pray that wherever he is now, he will find a way to see that vilifying and demonizing a whole section of God's people is neither moral nor just.
Rabbi Reverend Falwell was also a vocal supporter of Israel.
How did that play? He was a supporter of a certain position in Israel, and he didn't support all the peoples of Israel. Israel is made up of Palestinians and Jews, and I don't think that his support of the State of Israel reflects the entire Jewish community.
Dr. York, what do you think Reverend Falwell is most remembered for? Is it harnessing political activism per se? Is it harnessing evangelical Christians to be politically active on key issues? I mean, I think it's widely accepted now that his activism was a major factor in the election of Ronald Reagan.
I think it depends on which angle of the prism you examine his ministry by. Those like the rabbi that see him basically because of his moral position, they're going to interpret him that way. I just don't think Ronald Reagan would have been elected had it not been for Jerry Falwell and the moral majority. For those of us that identify with the faith and the scriptures that Jerry Falwell preached, we see him primarily as an evangelist. Jerry Falwell knew that the only assessment of his ministry that really mattered would come from Jesus Christ himself, and that was the direction for which he lived.
Rabbi Kleinbaum?
I'd like to just add, as a Jew and as a lesbian, knowing that Jerry Falwell thought and thinks theologically that I'm going to hell does not allow me to look at him and say that he was a profound moral leader. He had a political position that he wanted to codify into this country, both in terms of the Christian, his Christian beliefs, and in terms of what he believed about gay people.
Did you fight, Rabbi? I'm sorry.
Me personally, as a lesbian, for being responsible for the September 11th attack. How is that a proper position for a moral or a religious leader?
Rabbi, he apologized for those remarks, though, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
He retracted them when there was great pressure on him, but he said over and over again that this country was being punished, not just September 11th, but different points, that God would punish gay people in the country.
Well, he certainly took those parts of the Old Testament seriously that talked about God judging his people because of sin. And I don't think he ever retracted that view.
This is Tell Me More from NPR News. We're talking about the legacy of the Reverend Jerry Falwell, who died on Tuesday at the age of 73. We're speaking with Dr. Herschel York. He's a professor at Southern Baptist Seminary, Reverend Anthony Evans of the National Black Church Initiative, and Rabbi Sharon Kleinbaum of Congregation Beit Simchat Torah in New York. Reverend Evans, I wanted to ask you about Reverend Falwell as a media figure.
I think that what he did, approximately, is took a tradition that we know within the hearts of America, and he put it on television. And he inspired other evangelism like T.D. Jakes and Eddie Long and Cliff Lodalas and everybody else who followed him in that respect. And I agree that Jerry Falwell may have been a controversial figure, but in terms of the Christian faith, he preached the gospel. And sometimes by preaching the gospel, you offend people, but by preaching the gospel, we just have to state what Christ tells us to state.
Rabbi, did you find him a threatening figure? Did you perceive him as a...
I believe that there is a great power in the use of language, and that words are important, and that moral and religious leaders who have access to any kind of bully pulpit have a moral responsibility, and we, my colleagues and I, might disagree about what gets said, but we understand that our words are important. To say things like AIDS is not just God's punishment for homosexuals, it's God's punishment for the society that tolerates homosexuals, feeds a bigotry and a level of discrimination in this country and in the world. Now that I understand my colleagues are saying that bigotry and discrimination is in the name of Jesus, I'm not Christian. If that's their position, I certainly support their right to believe anything they want to believe.
What do you think Reverend Falwell's legacy is, then?
In this regard, I think it is to identify publicly a deep brand of religious Christianity with an anti-gay agenda.
Reverend Evans?
No, absolutely not. Jerry Falwell's legacy is a Christian clergy who were not afraid to take a public stand and represent Christ's views in the marketplace.
Was he a complicated figure for you, Reverend Evans? I'm curious because so many African Americans, I mean, he supported conservative political figures whom many African Americans found to be hostile to their own political interests.
And oh, no question.
And yet, on a moral level, you're saying that some of his message resonated. I'm just curious how you sort both of those things out.
We always said that if you preach the gospel, that you preach it for Jesus Christ only. But when you live your life, you live it for yourself. We hope that your life will reflect Jesus' characteristic, but often it does not. And Jerry Falwell was a product of his environment. He was a white male from the deep South, And he took up the stereotypes against African Americans, just like other white males did and continue to hold in some cases in this country. But I think that he emerged from that.
Reverend York, I'd like to hear from you. Do you think that Jerry Falwell changed America's relationship with faith?
Not really, because I believe this has always been the legacy of America's relationship with faith from the founding of this nation on. If anything, what he did was he sought to reclaim it. He sought to take us back to that because he saw an America that was drifting to the left away from the moorings of faith, and he wanted to remind us that this was our heritage and this was our right. Jerry Falwell did not hate homosexuals. He loved homosexuals. He simply loved them enough to tell them the truth.
Reverend York, in recent years, another generation of evangelical leaders has come to prominence. And some suggest that perhaps the Jerry Falwell's particular brand of expression, you know, very blunt, very obviously some consider sort of polarizing, has had its day. Do you think that's true? Do you think that this next generation of leaders will express themselves differently? Do you think, I guess, his moment has passed?
Well, obviously his moment has passed because he has passed. But do I think that there is a more media savvy evangelical leader on the horizon? Yes, I think that he taught us and we learned from his gaffes, and he wanted that. You know, he was really himself never troubled by his own missteps and misstatements. But you're right, there comes behind him now a little bit more sophisticated kind of leader that knows how to be a self-monitoring speaker perhaps more than he did. And they are who they are because they learned from him.
What did you learn from him?
I learned the power of a man who has a vision of what God can do. That's, you know, for a man to accomplish what he did is a testimony to the power of the individual who is submitted to the belief in a God that leads him to act. And he certainly taught us that.
Reverend Evans, how will you remember Reverend Falwell?
Conviction. And I would support anyone who is brave enough to get into the market square and lay their convictions down. And the rabbi there, I love her. I'm proud of her because she lays her convictions down. And by laying your convictions down, you teach us. And then we all reason together.
Rabbi Kleinbaum, how will you remember Jerry Falwell?
Well, I'll remember him as someone who did understand the power of words and the power of his position, and unfortunately as someone who used that position and his words to advocate in the name of religion some pretty hateful philosophy.
Rabbi Sharon Kleinbaum, Senior Rabbi of New York's Congregation Beit Simchat Torah, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much, and thank you to my colleagues.
Reverend Dr. Herschel York, Professor at the Southern Baptist Seminary in Louisville, thank you so much for joining us.
Welcome. Thank you.
And Reverend Anthony Evans of the National Black Church Initiative, he joined us from Charlotte. Thank you so much, Reverend Evans, for joining us as well.
Thank you very much, and my colleagues as well.